Amiga, ele não tinha.
Okay, good to see everybody. This is our lowest attendance, isn't it? But that's because of the train strike and folks getting stuck here and there. But some of them are coming, so people will still come. So today we're a bit international. We've got Dave from Scotland. He's dressed up absolutely Scottish. Can see Kevin, can see Beatrice. And we have got Cindy's mum and dad from Australia, Robin and Steve. And Robin's going to give us a few words. And we've got some friends from Poland, Dariusz and his wife Jesia, and his uncle Bartek. So Bartek is going to translate a bit into Polish. So we are very international today, instead of us boring or South Londoners. So anyway, good to see you all. Now let's just start with a prayer. Has anyone got any urgent prayer requests? Or anything that happened that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I've got a tooth out. I was brave enough to have my tooth out.
Oh, you had your tooth out?
Yeah, time.
Are you still in pain?
No, it's gone.
So how many teeth have you got left now?
I don't know, can't count.
Can't count. Okay, well, praise the Lord for that. Any other prayer requests or things that happened in your life this week?
The Lord's Prayer.
Sorry?
The Lord's Prayer.
The Lord's Prayer. Yep, well, we've had that. You'll do that the other week, yeah? You've got the Lord's Prayer? Yep. So everyone is fantastically blessed, happy, wealthy, awesome, and all the rest of it. Not.
You did say urgent prayers.
Okay, well let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come to you and we pray, Father, that you bless our time together, that we might honour you and honour your dear Son and honour your word. And we pray, Father, that you will help those who are stuck with the transport issues to be able to get here, and that they won't be too disappointed if they don't make it. And we do pray that you will come into our lives, that you will make your word living for us, and that we might really feel your presence, and that we might take that presence with us. So please go with us, Heavenly Father, and we bring before you our weaknesses. Please forgive us our sins, forgive us all our dysfunction, all our weakness. And we pray that you will strengthen us in the knowledge of your love, and in the simple fact that your Son loved me and gave himself for me. And that we might believe that and we might feel that. So please, Father, go with us and guide each of us in the very personal issues that for sure everyone here has. And we pray that we might be more than conquerors through him that loved us, and that you will fill us with your Spirit and lead us to the life everlasting. And help us to have that perspective, Father, that this life is but for the moment. For Jesus' sake. Amen. I'm still listening to that boring old bloke called Duncan chatting away all the time. I got my lovely mother-in-law here, and she's going to give a presentation, and then you'll be back to your boring old Duncan. But anyway, so Robin, all yours.
Yeah, and have you been translating?
Bart is just going to sit there and translate.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Hi everyone, it's lovely to be here. I'm not really used to giving too many talks, but it's a real honour to be able to share some thoughts with you. And because Beatrice and Angela were going to be baptised today, I thought I'd talk about being born again, because that's what happens when you commit your life to Jesus. So, like the line here, we're flatlining until we follow Jesus, and then that's when our heart starts beating and a new life begins in Jesus. So, I'll just like to read this quote. I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So it's about putting away our old self and being born again. And so we should reflect Jesus. So here's a girl looking in the mirror. that she sees. She's seeing Christ that now lives in her. So that's what we're all aiming to do. And there's actually a really lovely message in the fourth gospel we call John about the beloved disciple. Have you all heard about the beloved disciple in John? They have a special message that's relevant to all of us because we can all be beloved disciples if we lose our old identity and follow Jesus. So there's a lovely message in this gospel. It talks over and over about losing the old ways and being born again. And this is a great verse in chapter 1. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to be called children of God, children born not of blood, nor the desire or will of man, but born of God. And this is a birth that has nothing to do with a man. It's all to do with God and being filled with his spirit. So we put on Christ and become a new person. And this gospel talks so much about defining people not by who they are, not by their qualifications, not by where they come from, what country they're from, what they look like. It's what they are. And so when they asked John the Baptist, they said, "Tell us, who are you?" And he said, he didn't say, "I'm the great prophet that was coming into the world." He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." So he was being the representative of Jesus, of God, on earth. So he lost his old identity. He didn't want to say, "I'm the great prophet John the Baptist." He just wanted to say, "I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness." And that's our message as well. And when the Pharisees said to Jesus, "Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah?" And Jesus' reply was, "The works I do in my Father's name, they testify about me." So he didn't come proclaiming himself as the Son of God. He just did the works and his actions. That's how we should judge people. Not by who they are, but by what they do. And that's our aim. And in fact, all the Gospels have this same message. So none of them say, "Oh, this Gospel was written by Matthew or Mark or Luke or John." That's not in them at all. And the second Gospel that we call Mark, it starts by saying, "This is the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." So you see how they are representing Jesus. And that's our aim if we're born again. And then the fourth Gospel, it's talking about a beloved disciple. And the exciting thing is that we can all be a beloved disciple. It's a parable that's a message for us. And there's many anonymous people in Scripture. For example, in the fourth Gospel, Jesus went to Caiaphas before he got crucified, and there's an unknown person that just says they were a disciple who was known to Caiaphas. We don't even know their name, but they were with Jesus at like a pivotal moment in his life. There was the thief on the cross. We don't know what their name was, but they are surely going to be in Jesus' kingdom. So I love all this anonymity. We don't have to have like degrees or big names. We just have to be a friend of Jesus. And at the Last Supper, there was a beloved disciple. At the foot of the cross, there was someone just called the beloved disciple. And then another beloved disciple outran Peter to the tomb, and we don't even know their name. So aspiring to greatness is not something we want to do. We want to just be Jesus' friend. And I really love this picture here. See the big hug. If you're a beloved disciple, you are loved by Jesus. and it's a symbol for us all. And there's a really lovely little story in at the Last Supper in John 13, where it says, "Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved." And this is actually kind of a bad translation, because that word leaning actually means sharing a meal with. And the word on, most versions now translate it as in. And it takes on a really completely different meaning. So let's read it from a version with this other meaning. It should say, "There was at table one of his disciples in the bosom of Jesus," because Jesus loved him, like that big hug was in Jesus' bosom. And this makes a lot more sense when we look at another passage in John, which says, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." So you can see that Jesus was in the bosom of his Father, the same way as the beloved disciple was in the bosom of Jesus. So that's what it's talking about, to be a beloved disciple, to be in the bosom of Jesus, to be loved by Jesus. That's the same way as God is in, Jesus is in the bosom of his Father. So that's a lovely story. And so the message is, it doesn't matter what we are in this life, what we look like, our qualifications, it's just to be loved by Jesus, to be born again, to put on the new life, and there is neither Jew nor Greek. It doesn't matter what country you're from, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female, we're all equal, we are all one in Christ Jesus. So the message is, be a beloved disciple and follow Jesus. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.